Could we please welcome to the mic Mr. Alan Copey. And from each heart, as teardrops start, we meditate together in midsummer. Thoughts captivate my mind, and free I decide to drift away. I choose captivation while the news of the nation, murder suicide, another lady has taken her baby to the river and drive, no longer alive. The second poem was inspired by a story I heard about this lady with Alzheimer's disease, and she can't walk across, but when she hears music, she's going to sing around, and that's what inspired the poem, so I call it Love Sign. She does not walk or talk, her brain is rotting, but when music plays, she can smile and sing the tune, and shows that old age does not always savage us completely, but may spare some magical things, and love can shine through a rocking brain. Thanks. And on a slightly lighter note, I call this Watching the Girls Go By. Exchanging lust with love, the passing beauty has become a joy to me, and I strive in worldly and heavenly joy. Both are mine, but only one divine. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Alan. Next up to the microphone, we have next week's, one of next week's guests. We welcome Noah O'Day.
The leaves whispered around me, weaving their own stories. A bird, a testament to when I was born, singing through the broken glass of awareness that splintered beneath my feet. I moved slowly, breathing in the crisp air of some form of winter morning when we learn to begin again, etching songs upon the fabric of our memory, the spider spin of dreams that silkily moves us into its own song. An entanglement of thought, eating. This one is called Image. We begin and then become ourselves again, caught in the drift of some moment that rises through the waves, that lifted its hands towards the sky in a silent prayer to the dreams that reality became. Moving through some distant image that scattered across the floor like of the forest, that crunched underfoot, that became in the moment when its soul rise to the heavens. We become part of ourselves and draw our portraits in the sand. We watch the ebb slow tide of what we once thought, what we became, the song rising through its furthering moment, floating above us like the thought clouds that trace across the azure, that painted themselves upon the sky of our resurrection. This one is called Water. The sand flow of life. and sparkle dew-wet leaves on the brow of memory. The bird, rising with its song to that new azure nothingness through which the dreams began to flow, river-like, from their beginning. The shimmer of blue moon silver on the waters that flowed through my dreaming like a song I forgot, and then remembered. The ghost that touched my fingers, and the elixir of some form of scent that crept seed-like through my dreams and sung to the flight we began as children when we held the world in our hands. Our world, its heart beating through its history like the jungle drumming of some forgotten civilization, its echoes moving stealthily through the distant horizon where I caught my dream in my hand and danced with her, spiraling through the universe like some quasar of forgetting. Each moment, caught within itself and the history that defined it, weaving silk with its movement, existing through the urban hymn and the roar of cars, the quiet of the forest, intersection, the moments through which silently we dance through the hall of dreams, each one beckoning, each one singing its own song and swirling through history, the dance on the water, droplets between our toes. This one is imaginatively called Untitled. I saw myself again and again, a wall of mirrors defining me, each process, each image. I moved through the silent noise of some forgotten place, Afghanistan, watching the sand curl around me like its own sense of being, a blanket of wraps and wraps, protection. I sat in the desert and noticed my cup filled with sand, clean as Sahara. I moved through to the whispers of those who were with me. They were with me and not with me at the same time. Their stories moved through the sand towards each translating moment through which the sand, moving through our understandings like a ghost, defining them in its silent dance to the music of ancient beauties that are formed through the elemental memory of connection. The form and being of a child's laughter in the distance, memories heard. Okay, I have a couple more if people would like that. Time dancing. Memories like the universe. Moving through some supernova dream time. I came to exist and yet did not exist. I moved to search for my existence as a drumbeat of life if it forced its calling to me. I moved and did not move. I was and was not. I sung the songs of the forgetting that comes with the shimmer of dawn entering my windows within its own song. I formed of myself a blanket and wrapped it round me against the cold. I saw a thousand things within life's blindness. I imagined that I was no longer imagining. I danced through the motions of loneliness and companionship. They together formed with a rhythm that caught my spiraling within the definition of the starlight that cries through the windows, and last with the footstep motion of dancers upon the beach, sand in toes and the water flickering of its own dream, images and reputations. The being that moves through the spin dance of something forgot, the images that shatter my window within them, existing through the forms of each denial, existing within the fabric of my blanket, its warmth. Okay, I've got two more for you. This one is a lot like a lot of my poems. Human rights activists, and I particularly campaign against the horrors of what are happening in Iraq at the moment. And this one is about this. It's called Liberty 3. Motion to come here. Questions in a foreign tongue that direct the accusations through some need to justify. The faces of hospital patients in the cluster bomb symphony that broke the sky as we slept. They've shattered us. Like a form of some theoretical shrapnel that the state of its rise to cut and examine the form of our bleeding, that does echo in the cry of children certain of history's resonance and reason. We seek to explain the chewing gum spat out in some gutter through which we move as children, swarming through to the reflection of on the gum and another stick of gum, the movements, flow in their description, hovering above the desert reflections like images in the Ray-Ban glasses of those that tell us who we are, that yell in our faces words not understood, that catch us like as if we were smashed against razor wire, our hands bleeding to history's sacrificial altar of pain, the motions, glimpsing some Abraham and Isaac reflected in a Ray-Ban, expressionless movements that rise and shimmer in the sky, elements of lives that scatter like streets after a bomb blast, the movements through which we describe the facades of smashed houses and the cry of women seeking the right to drink Coca-Cola. And this is my last one. It's called Forms. Drifting through my memories, a red box in which I store my past. Images on the tree top. Shafts of sun and the forming through which life snuck up on me. I am aware that the images are form of my dreaming mirror. Sense, who I am, the birds, singing some testament to life, existing. I caught my breath on the window and felt the frost on my cigarette. Existing slowly, within the ever flow of some seaside cloud of memory that causes a labyrinth that life was to become. Beating, like a heart, the heart of the world as I flung my songs at the sky and fought myself, short of breath against the wall of some game I used to play. When the song of the birds touched me with its wingtip, flight and motion, existence and the silent prayers offered up to some deity that flows like water, the cool, clear book of love, motionless, existing, forms grab at my attention with impatience, moving through the blanket I wrapped around my mind, when I existed within the throes of some non-existence, a clawed at my coat, a scrabbling for attention. Existence moves to its own song, swirling with the forest and breathing through the soft wings that encircles the means of being. Me? You? Everyone? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Will. Next up, we have Miss Jennifer Matthews.
Okay, so I've had a kind of craft writing week, so I brought somebody else's poem. But this is a poem that I measure all of mine against, and I really love it, but it's the only poem I've ever read by this author, so if you know where I can find some more of his work. His name is Andrew Greig, I think G-R-E-I-G, and it's about a poem, it's about an island off the coast of Scotland,
okay.
And it's called Orkney, This Life. It is big sky and it changes, the sea all round and the waters within. It is the way sea and sky work off each other constantly. Like people meeting in Alfred Street, each face coming away with a hint of the other's face pressed in it. It is the way a week-long gale ends and folk emerge to hear a single bird cry way high up. It is the way you lean to me, and the way I lean to you, as if we are each other's prevailing. How we connect along our shores, the way we are tidal islands, joined for hours, then inaccessible. I'll go for that, and smile when I pick sand off myself in the shower. The way I am an inland loch to you, when a clatter of light hoops and rises. It is the way Scotland looks to the south, the way we enter friends' houses to leave with what we came with, or flick the kettle switch and wait. This is where I want to live, close to where the heart gives out, ruins perfected, an empty arch against the sky, where birds fly through instead of prayers, while in Hui sound the ferry's engines thrum, this life, this life, this life.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Next up on our list, we have a gentleman who I forgot to actually call up last week. First time in my life, I've done something like that. So could we run into the microphone, Mr. Edward O'Dwyer.
Saturday. It's called
suicide fancies me. Suicide came and tapped me on the shoulder, said she'd been watching me all night, asked me if I'd like to dance. I'm sorry, I told her, but I'm seeing somebody. Don't worry, she replied, I won't tell her. Come on, let's have a dance. You don't understand, I explained, we're in love. At those words, she fixed me in a stare, her mascara eyes unblinking, defiant, determined. What's her name, if you don't mind me asking, she quizzed. Life, I told her. Ah, yes, she said. I know of her. But I have to warn you, I'm quite persistent when I know what I want. Just wait and see. You will be mine. You will leave her for me. Just you wait and see. I'll be there some night when you've had a big round and you're on your own. You'll turn around. There I'll be. And then you'll be mine. And though you wouldn't admit it, what you're thinking now, you need. I read it clearly in your eyes as you look at me, that I'm far prettier than she is. Thank you. I'll finish with this one. I've never actually read this poem aloud because my girlfriend would kill me if she knew I was reading it, but you know, I'm in Cork now, she's not going to find out, so I can read it. This is called Paradise Reclaimed. You might have been Eve today. Stood there, all bare skinned, naked, reclaiming paradise in that field between Shannon Banks and Partine. Could have been the world's mother for that short time. Nature's chosen queen, as you filled the braids of your hair with purple flowers. Reclaiming blue sky, shining sun. Reclaiming birdsong in the trees. The soft green grass and the unrippled water flowing by. In these things, remaking happiness with an unbroken surface we could never fall out of. Could have been Eve, remaking Eden, attached to an unbitten apple. Thank you.
Thank you, Edward. And next up on the list we have Anita Day.
Can you hear? Yes. Leaf changes appearance. He holds me under the crook of his arm, urging me to wipe my struggling soul. Leaf makes the carving, a green shape in the sky behind. He is taller than me, and he is older by a year. Variety of leaf shapes, last posts of plants, as I look up to the sky. Tiny within the massive sky bowl. I do not want you to trap me under your ardour, nor to feel that you and I can do anything. The stress of the feeling that he and I are so far apart, to come together for reason of necessity. Skilted leaves darling of the sky emptiness. Would it be worse though if we stopped meeting all together? Or if we were dependent on you alone?
Thank you, Anita. And next, could we welcome Patricia Walsh?
Yay.
Does anybody hear me?
Yes.
The song was about a couple of years ago called Domestic. I knew long ago she would never reply, never return until the fruition day. I arrived too late and got the meeting fine. Writing followed. The stone's advice went apart. We left the key, the next morning rejoicing in the set. Deluded for the first time in her life, and the chill, bring out your dead! Bring out your dead! The sick at heart looks more forlorn than left on. The holy candle burns into glass, the only reminder of how we have. And the Roman mystical in a second remains to write. Its poison pages exhibit a rusted poetry in a sense. Horsemen and barrels stand with us by the dust of our time. Jesus died on the cross, rose to slavery, for unrequited service. Bring out your dead. Turning along with your faith of shrine of high tech and traditional values, flying high side to the poem, bring out your dead. This is, I don't have any of the other songs, but this is on high tempo, so. It's called A Season for Love Song. It's a season for love song, but what can I say unto you, little one, now who you so dear? How long is it since many a tear was softened the cheeks of this final wave? If but to be found one precious feeling, or am I going so far as to be kneeling, to implore your heart my mind? How cruel I would be, false and unkind. Unaware the facts of your happiness daring, draw windows at me, what can do, but shoot my dart at a tarry more fairy, since I know too well I'm well over you. Fare thee well then, my friend, to cross the dart, cross the most true sins you won't see the match. This is another poem about 3 or 4 years ago, it's called Angel. When did you first know you were an angel? I knew of 6 and 7, but not until I was 15, when a peacock fell to stand in that bedroom. No one has ever seen that back bedroom. No one has ever gotten in with clothes and clutter. But I'm good to know to come to me and give children rights in my wings. You know these things all your life, when you're cashed out to be special and walk the eternal sidelines from observation point to observation point. And I can't see this here for Friday, only got picked on. The 6:40 o'clock past, said the hour. Without a doubt, I find myself wedged between 2 handsome men waiting to conduct some drunken animal. I do not care to intervene, sir, because each law is judged by its own time, and everybody minds their own business once we reach the age of 18. Everyone must wonder what it was like, and it was down your head. Without the benefit of telescopes, the same large children were sitting at during meteor showers. I sat on in my back bedroom, using scopes to leap almost to my desk, to kiss the moon, embrace the galaxy, dodge the asteroids, and follow the constellation home. Thank you.
Oh yes, Jennifer Matthews has a discussion poetry group going on here just before the open mic evening, about from 7:30, and next week we're going to be talking about Thomas Cassara, and it's fine, if anyone would like to join us, please do. The next person up on the open mic, very poetic man indeed, please do welcome Mr. John Keating. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is called Telepology. There was a witness, a she-wolf and Palatino, who groaned and cursed, Romulus, then Remus, each took a seat in their mouth and strongly sucked her back. This is true typology, as seen by Tiresias, when first one eye, then the other, seeped from their sockets and fell inwards. Or Cassandra, who could feel the milk floating in her belly, but could not cough it out. Called the beekeeper. The beekeeper brings out a bullock, beats it, breaks the sweat, pumping the firm muscle loose from the bone, leaves the skin sealed and tapped to hold flesh, and stops to watch the raven go on the mud for something fresh. With quick, swift, precise movements, she pierces the earth. His black eye turns mechanically and rivets to catch the grub he misses. The dark mud stares back silently while the beast of burden glitters. The body is cold but the meat still moves. The heart is dead but in a mumbled sting. Beneath the flesh, nesting nerves crawl loose, growing eyes, legs, weapons, wings. They sing to call the meat and break the nest with howling life and populate the keeper's hive. This is a translation from Catullus, the Roman poet. I wrote it when it first came there, it was a bit rough. I just noticed that a lot of translations were very technical and dry, so I didn't try to translate it directly, just kind of give an impression of kind of a love poem. So, let us live my lesbia, and let us love. Let us judge all the forbidden words of age-old fools is but a penny's work. The sun falls and turns and can repent, but when the light of art is spent, the night we must sleep is unending. Give me 1,000 kisses and then 100. Give me 1,000 more and then 100. And then 1,000 more and still 100. And when we've made so many thousands, mix them up and lock those counties. No malicious souls can look upon us, nor any know our many kisses.
Thank you, John. Are there any more, anyone else for the open mic? No? No more poets? No? Okay. So I promise you, if you ask for it, right? Okay, I haven't been writing much new this year. I've been very busy with things, as you all know. So it isn't one of my new poems. I've read it in Core Point. I think only maybe one or possibly two of you would have read it. So I think we're on the safe side. But about 10 minutes long, so. It's called It's Not All Bad. It came out of a lot of years of travelling, a lot of postmodern chaos and multi-messaging from the media and double speak and trying to get my head around all that stuff. But it happened when I saw a rerun of The Big Blue, if any of you know the movie The Big Blue, about the two divers trying to see who can dive the deepest in the Mediterranean. And there's one moment when one of them, you don't think he's going to make it up there, and I was just holding my breath waiting for him to get up there. And he eventually bursts out to the top of the Mediterranean Ocean, and somehow it just released this poem. I put my pen to paper, and half an hour later I had this poem. So here it is, called It's Not All Bad. I saw the devil on the TV today, preaching away. He didn't have much to say. He was looking around for prey, so I didn't stay. But what to do? What to do? The feeling next was wonder. It hit me like a ton of down. So much cannot be uttered, I thought, with thunder. Some veiled focus just out of sight, a mixture of desires. I close my ears to fairies. Earth seed cures my ires. Colors, form, clarity, and pep reform with every step. Invented, for what else to do are these endeavors, while burning deeper still,
untouchable will. I run to the emptiness, to the layers of joy, life's eternal gift, unknowable still, like Troy. The eye that opens while full is often under fire. What must yet be done, or said, or sought? What creatures are these who discover such sufficient meaning and wealth? The very same who flash with smile and cast that blissful defense, the very same inhuman who cause us not to rest. What days are these surrounding? What bird would choose this plight? These laws of men are drowning. What is there left to fight? The freedom's gains are heavy light. Heavy light freedom's gains. To know or not to know. To care or feel or think. I run from absence. I run for tomorrow. I run to her. Free from napalm, mustard, hate. Free for another day. Free to try to be. It said, before you die, your whole life flashes by. And I open my eye and time, compressed, defiant, flashes everything by at once. All left is that emerald question, caught, trapped in a seeking eye, like a stone in your custard, chopping, breaking, unwanted. So where is this talent of mine, this thing which drives me, this thing which drives me onward, life word, same word? What is this seeking thing, this elusive swimming will which mocks and jeers in delight at the confusion of this plight? Stories within, lonely and joyful, dreams about me, wishful and cheerful, and I thoughtful. Antenna of the mind, stretch outward again and find those angels and devils alike, spectators of my life. My life, the PC, TV, lingo, muso, celluloid, free flight gringo, bohemian strings from a poet's wings, awakening phoenix, Chinese whiskey, snowboard, free fall fantasy, African eagle, English beagle, real Irish regal, frugal, bourgeoisie, thought machine, a cellar of salesmen, a sewer of sewers, a killer of whims, of such naive drinkers of hymns, number one, or number ten, of 6 billion odd, how many of them can be numbers? 5/7 of a mathematician, less Titans fly out from Saturn's lure, that these numbers float like clouds and endure. Let Sharon stop her flirting tango, let these numbers dance to Fandango. Number one indeed, said Lucifer, that dreary sun, and you'll be number two, yes, done? To a Chinese reply, not this I. My life? Plato's promise. Nietzsche's betrayal, Foucault's ambition, a ring on Joyce's finger, a flea on Yates's balls, a knife in the cheetah's balls, a bull without insurance, a boat with spoon-sized oars. Why does grime sound like crime, or fame like flame? Poor bearers of the wicked, beware the same. And shame, that weighty hurdle, curdling the words of those sheepish herds. Light, please, perfection's flaw is revealed, that perfect inclusion in that imperfect emerald is ignored, says Anne, my blue-eyed fairy. In a daydream, mind you, so the words may still be mine, but no mine. I have enough freckles to remember that although the sun is blinding, in sips the light is kinder. The seeking ear will find her that answers to unbind her. Is it really all that bad, with so much to be had? Can it really be so sad? Invasion is a fad.
Just what is it we eat these days in this maze, this haze of the age? Your taste buds should remind you. The TV wars, didactic boards, information stores, cultural stores, clothing doors, ethnic gores, fly-faced paws on all fours, scores of landmine stores and the greedy roars of armchair whores. And what wine to wash this down? Hijacked fears, chemical beers, 7 o'clock fears, Tiptronic gears, New World ears, crocodile tears, Bush and Blair peers, uneducated, heterosexual queers, with paradoxical rears, and mighty spears like garden shears. Is it really all that bad with so much to be had? Could it truly be so mad? Isn't life just like a tadpole, with a free thesaurus, an added chorus too? Is it really all that bad with so much to be had? Evolution and ages still go by. It's rad. I have stored, spored, and floored. The fairy and nearby with stores, oars and all, and the prophetic fairy tying higher worlds of blue, returns with a warning, cues in blue. What's inside them now, you see? What's your audience going through? I dropped the sword years ago, you twit. I haven't seen the sight of it. Well, what's that glinting in your hand then, says I? That's my sense of humor, you eat it, says she. The audience think you're going to decapitate them, not me. Well, by the Lord, says I. Can I get back to my poem now? Anyhow, that's what it's about, my friend. It's every moment you meet, every second you greet. Have dinner for six and some wine. Put on some sugars. Be fine. Who's a poet's art anyway? Go on, even you say. Stop fucking around, arseholes of the world. All the good things are beyond your reach anyway, arseholes of the world. Because we, new age, epic sus, jazz-based ghosts of jargon are sussing you out just to see. Those eyebrows may fail you, politics of the day, politics of the person, politics of the culture, hairstyle of the day, the French Foreign Legion, for God's sake, art and politics. Where will it all end? Well, let me tell you a thing or two. The times we're in are delicate days. Crystal worlds of compromise are these. More books and films and music than the brown could ever read or heed. Rain is the rarity, or rain is the normal. What difference, as long as we survive this storm, for in its eye the whispered promise of a better form. And so, as we row with spoons in full flow onto those shores, without TV wars, no roaring hordes or icy sores, we know those winds of envy may yet blow, as even I, a mere crow, still keep this extra claw, that blushing toe, that emerald floor, that sea-green glow, twisted hoe, toe in stir, we know those winds of greed still blow. And so, on we go. What do we really know? Is it real that bad? Aren't we often enough glad? Don't you love us just a tad, this global village pad? American, Jap, Chinese, Euro, Afro, whatever it is. UN Equity Union oil-based people prisons. Ice cream cones and trippy 70s sepia roller coaster ride visions. Buckle down those hives. Doesn't it seem just too much sometimes? This is not the wrong question. Thank God for digestion. How else to escape these coy indictments? How else to arrest these hoi polloi infringements? Singeing arrangements of opportunistic verisimilitude. Trying to con I, lest we forget necromancy and illusion manipulation are an ancient game, see through just the same. The ignorant will maim, hardly an itch to display, not a paying spectator in this life. This amphitheater is full of peanut gallery shirts and second-hand burps, the amphitheatre of the imagination.
Carpe Philos, seize the love. Carpe Omfrit, al dente. Can't get a rente, haven't got a cente. Those anthropoid Omfrit will tell you that Mike is actually right. What a sight. What a fright. A sight of sore rights, quite Omfrit shite. Telling me how to shed my life. This moment feels tight, tense, but not trite. Undo this mental blight. A warning to politicians and the like to not touch a poet's right. For you shall rediscover night, that lumberjack of might. And yet it seems we share some light. But I've caught a different flight. A rhyming delight, this emerald of sight, my very own bright white height. Corruptions of the world, beware. This earth remembers more treasures than you could dare, and she is rarely fair to those who care. Is it nearly all that bad? We have therapists for the mad. We have prisons for the bad. We have hope for the post-grad. We have awards for the best ad. We have second chances for a wayward lad. Meaning for the pseudo-nomad. All this we've had. In this short wisp of time I find so many are truly kind. In truth, we're not too blind. We know the shape of Dylan's mind and Oscar Wilde's behind, or what he left behind. You see, I, the I of I, will ire I if this Kai Tai 20,000 euro Corey Bright is too cheap to buy. I sigh. Our meaning is thickened by pie. A lover's sigh. Our anniversary is nigh. Without drugs and so very high, there is hope. Faith's very daughter by to light the way beneath war of set fools, beneath missile-guided ghouls. This I am greater than thou in hell. Eat your hell. I'm very well without that smell. The media fell into this ancient well, so I'll kiss and tell. For me you cannot sell, no matter how loud your bell. It can only be that bad, if you think it's all that bad, if you feel that you've been had, not just because you don't like Roquefort salad. And so finally, and with texture if I may, throw the rest of these words your way, that's why I call you sentence name, only too much today, let me say, it's not all bad.